To support the new show, visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Thank you. It is Friday, news listeners, and time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 7th of January, 2022. Got the best technology for you, and it's coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. By their powers combined, Microsoft and Qualcomm are going to build some custom chips for augmented reality glasses. Yeah, that's right. Chips for PCs? Nah, that's old news. Even though they're still going to be doing that, of course. Now, of course, the team-up will make use of software. That's going to come probably from Microsoft's side, more than likely. That's also including Microsoft's Mesh Virtual Collaboration Tool. And then in the Qualcomm's corner, Snapdragon Spaces XR Development System. Now, this announcement basically confirming what we kind of knew was going to be coming. Heck, even Microsoft has long discussed plans to make AR more accessible. Though that being said, apparently these chips won't necessarily reach consumer-oriented glasses, at least as of right now, but it will be a step in that direction. Meaning, in the meantime, Microsoft looks to be focusing on its HoloLens headsets to start with. Oh, TikTok fans out there, yep, I'm not one of them. But if you are, hey, you're about to get some Twitter-like features. And if you're wondering, what the hell is Twitter? Well, that's where I'm at. You know, the old people. In any case, the Twitter-like feature looks to be a repost button for sharing videos. Yes, TikTok definitely taking a play from the old playbook when it comes to social media. However, though, if you're not seeing the repost button, don't feel sad. Doesn't look like everybody is. In fact, from what we've been told, only about 15% of actual TikTok users have this feature currently. Any bets it's for those very popular 15%? Yeah, I'm thinking so too. Now, as far as how this video shared feature will work, apparently the repost button won't appear in a share's profile, just on their friends for the For You feeds, meaning currently the repost button will only push the video into the feeds of users who follow each other. Now, as far as when the feature will be available to all of its users, TikTok has not said a thing, meaning this is purely beta to see how it's gonna go. And finally, even though we did see two new smartwatches at CES from Fossil, most people are thinking, where the hell's that upgrade for Wear OS 3? Well, it's coming. It's just, well, it's a few months away still. Yeah, that was the big elephant in the room there at the Fossil event. But apparently that will be worth waiting for because they snuck in a new feature for its Generation 6 watches, Amazon Alexa. Now, we did try to pin down a little bit from Fossil when exactly this thing's going to be coming. The best we got was first half of 2022. And a spokesperson over at Fossil actually said that Alexa would come to the Generation 6 devices early this year. So that pretty much means between now and July. Because when you put all of those statements together, coming soon, early this year, first half of this year, yeah, 6 months looks about right. Though we did hear, although not confirmed, it appears that Alexa compatibility will actually arrive before Wear OS 3. But then again, now we're waiting on Google for that one. And Google, yeah, they don't know. Got yourself a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Head to britishtechnetwork.com and check out all the fine, fantastic podcasts from the British Tech Network. Check out the photo show over there. Check out the Mac show. Check out the big show. And, of course, the new shows over there as well. You can also give us a follow on our official Twitter account at British Tech. We're at Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. And, of course, we have our BTN community over at our Slack room where we'd love for you to be a part of the fun right now. So what are you waiting for? Head to britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to be going on over the weekend. But until then, have a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend, too. We'll see you back here on Monday. Thank you so much, as always, for listening and supporting this show.